At the field hospital closest to Misrata's western front line, they're bringing in the people who've been wounded, wheeling them out of the back of ambulances on stretchers. You can hear the pop and thud of rockets and artillery falling all around. And that is one of the fighters who's died of his injuries. You can hear the reaction of his fellow fighters as his body in a white body bag zipped up is being placed in the back of a van.
Some guy just got hit with a large shrapnel into the head and he was immediately killed.
Men like Dr. Tamim Abu Ghassa, surgeons, medics and ambulance drivers risk their lives every day as they rush to collect the casualties off the battlefield. They're under tremendous pressure.
All we have is like 7 cars to cover this entire like 10-kilometer line. And without even radio, so it's an impossible job.
Do you have enough supplies?
We're in a tremendous shortage of supplies, especially anesthesia. It's very devastating when you see somebody dying from shortage of equipment that when you go online, you'll find it for $170. I have $170. I don't have anybody to bring it to me. And yet some guy dies because of this.
Well, the fighter whom they've just brought in here has been quite badly wounded. It's more than they can cope with at this field hospital, with the bombs and the mortars falling all around all the time. So they're going to move him to another hospital in the central town itself. Well, they've brought our wounded fighter to this hospital a bit closer into town. They're bringing in more and more casualties all the time here. And in fact, it's so busy at this hospital that they've erected tents in the car park out front to take care of the overspill. Well, the man is lying now semi-conscious on a stretcher. And they've unbandaged his right arm. Whatever it is has gone straight through it, in one side and out the other. His name is Fatih. He's a strong man in his 20s. The doctors say he will keep the arm. In fact, he's lucky to be alive. And it's not just fighters who are being hurt here. On a bed next to our man with the wounded arm is 3-year-old Abdullah. He was at a children's party about 10 days ago. He and a cousin picked up a piece of unexploded ordnance, which went off. Abdullah's got a severed artery in his toe, his legs in bandage. He's got shrapnel wounds on his torso. The doctors say he will be all right.
Medical staff, we have shortage in some specialties like vascular surgery. We need orthopedic surgeon, but also we need anesthetists.
Dr. Faisal Abu Farah is the director of Misrata's main hospital.
Nurses also, we have very shortage in nurses, especially specialized nurses in ICU and operation theater.
Tell me about the kinds of patients you're receiving. Obviously, we see mostly fighters. Do you have any capacity to do normal medical procedures?
No. At this moment, no, we cannot, because, you know, we have a gush of cases every day, in the morning, afternoon, and even in the, sometimes in the evening time. So no time to work for other cases, non-injured patients.
But despite all the very hard work and dedication of these mostly volunteer doctors, Misrata as a city simply can't cope with everything that's being thrown at it. And that's why from here in Misrata port every 3 days, a ship sets sail for Benghazi, a sea journey of 20 hours to the east. It's the only real way out of this city, and there the 20 or so seriously wounded fighters who are now being brought on board will, they hope, be able to receive the treatment that they need.